Welcome to chapter two, when we talk about the global and the Indian e-commerce industry. And in the second chapter, we'll talk about the market size of one, the global market industry of e-commerce, top countries in terms of e-commerce market size, and the market size of the e-commerce industry in India. Now, globally, the e-commerce market was worth around $26.7 trillion in about 2019. Now, this number from $26 or $27 trillion about 3 years ago is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of more than 13% and is expected to reach a market size of almost $45 trillion by 2025. So from 2019 to 2025, in about 6 years, the global e-commerce market size is expected to increase from a little under $27 trillion to $45 trillion United States dollars. Now, the B2C market share out of this entire market size is about 85%. So 85% market share belongs to business to consumer transaction, and this includes products and services all put together. So B2C will be the most growth focused area for the global e-commerce industry. The three major e-commerce markets are US, China, and Europe. And this is followed by countries like South Korea and France. India has started to move into the top 10, and in the next decade or so will start moving up the ladder and is expected to become number two after China somewhere around 2033-34. So right now, the three major e-commerce markets globally are number one, US, China. China is now almost there to surpass US. And then you have Europe, followed by other countries like South Korea and France. So this is a graph that represents the steady growth of the global retail e-commerce sales between 2014 and 2021. So as you could see, there have been multiple disruptions. For example, COVID-19 gave rise to a lot of supply chain issues where shipment and transport of products was hampered. But the growth of the global e-commerce industry, and this chart specifically tells you about the retail e-commerce sales, has continued to rise. Same, now this is a snapshot of the e-commerce sales compared with total retail sales in the country. So this is about the share of e-commerce transactions in overall sales. And this is interesting to see because you could see the scope for India. China, for example, e-commerce has a 23% share of overall sales. For India, it's little over 2%. Now, globally, this number is about 17%. But if you compare India with China, the two most populous countries in the world, China e-commerce has a share of about 23%. India lags way behind at about 2.2%. But this will continue to increase thanks to increasing internet, smartphones, and multiple local businesses and startups selling products and services online. So it will be interesting to see the rise of India in the next one decade. This again is the e-commerce share of the total global retail sales. As I said, number globally is about 17%, but this again is continuing to rise. And with the rise in countries like India, Vietnam, Indonesia, Philippines, Brazil, this number will keep on increasing. We talk about the top countries globally in terms of the market size. So we have China, we have US, UK, and Japan as the top four when it comes to the size of the e-commerce market size in their countries. So China, US, UK, Japan, and these are followed by Germany, France, South Korea, and Canada. So that's, and then you have Russia and Brazil. So this is what makes the top 10 as per the report. India is, as I said, climbing up the ladder, and in the next 10 to 12 years would be ranked number two or number three. So let's talk about the market size of the e-commerce industry in India. Now, online retail in India is estimated to grow over 1200% to $200 billion by 2026. Now, this $200 billion is about 13,30,550 crores in Indian currency. Now, right now, 2022, it's somewhere about $60-65 billion. So, in the next 4 years, it's expected to surpass $200 billion. That's an estimated growth of over 1200%. Now, by then, online retail will account for 12% of India's overall retail market. We just discussed that the market share of e-commerce in India is just over 2%, 2.2% to be precise. Compare this to 17% global average and 23% for China. So we will see a good improvement in the next 4 to 5 years where e-commerce will account for 12% of the overall retail market in India. Now, this growth is being driven by a combination of factors. One, the rising internet penetration. You have a 4G network now available across the country. We are talking about the rollout of 5G, and hence there have been a drop in data access costs. A gigabyte of internet connection on a mobile device, which costs somewhere close to 300 rupees around 2015 or 16, now costs less than 10 or 15 rupees. That's a steep price drop when we talk about data access costs in India. Then a shift to smartphones. Although feature phones still rule the Indian market because of use by people living in rural and areas in tier 3 cities and the lower class, but there is a growing shift to smartphones, and then there is a flow of credit to consumers and micro enterprises, plus government policies are there, and you have more and more categories. For example, in the last couple of years, because of schools being shut, we saw the entire education industry, school education, college education, and additional classes moving online. So even the smallest and the poorest of households tried to get access to a laptop or a smartphone or a tablet, and students were exposed to online learning. But this access to online learning, which is a form of e-commerce where they either signed up for a free course or they paid for an online course or an education course, exposed them to e-commerce. So the parents maybe transacted for the first time. The students, who are pretty young, got exposed to e-commerce. So as they grow up, they are more prone to try and buy other goods and services online. So this has brought about a change in consumer behavior. Similarly, in the last couple of years, more and more people in India, especially tier 2, tier 1 and metros, started buying grocery online because during COVID, they were not venturing out. Shops were either running only for a few hours or were closed. So a lot of reasons have made people switch to online buying of goods and services. So right from grocery, toys, books, clothes, movie tickets, train tickets, airline tickets, travel packages, insurance, education, people have moved to making online transactions, both goods and services. And these all factors put together, along with government policies and increased funding for e-commerce startups and companies, will increase the market share of e-commerce industry in India from about 2% to 12% or $200 billion in market size in the next 4 to 5 years. So India's e-commerce market size right now has reached about $33 billion. Now this is a 19% growth since 2016 and 17, and as we discussed, will continue to grow at a much, much faster pace. This growth right now in India will trail only behind China and Indonesia in the Asia-Pacific region. This is a snapshot of the market size of the e-commerce industry across India from 2014 to 2017 with a forecast for 2025. Now this is in billion US dollars, but you could see the sharp increase from now till 2025, and the factors that we just discussed put together are going to fuel this growth for the industry in India. Now, according to Morgan Stanley, only around 14% of India's internet users shop online. Now that's a very key statistic. We're talking about a 1200% growth. We're talking about $200 billion in sales. But as of today, there are only 14% of users in India, internet users, who shop online. Now compare this to almost 64% in China. So as I said, there is a huge headroom for the industry to grow in India. But why are so less internet users buying or shopping online? So this is expected to change as people become more comfortable with making transactions on the web. As we discussed, for example, online education. Now, online education was a forced move. Grocery shopping online was a forced move, right? Because of COVID, schools were shut. Because of COVID, grocery shops were shut. People did not want to venture out and mingle with unknown people for the fear of catching COVID or getting infected. So there are multiple factors which made a lot of people shop online for the first time. Yeah, the first buy maybe would have been an education course, a school curriculum, or grocery, but this exposed them to online shopping. And now they will be more than willing to try and buy other services, and hence we would see a growth. Now, as per the study by Morgan Stanley, internet users with less than 2 years of activity on the internet were less prone to transacting on the internet. This is a key statistic. This tells you that anybody who just starts using internet for the first 1 or 2 years, that person is less prone to making an online purchase. But users with over 5 years of experience on the internet are more likely to transact online. Why is this so? Now, this is primarily because as you keep using internet for more than 2 years, 4 years, and 5 years, you get used to the internet. You browse multiple websites, you interact with a lot of ads trying to sell you online, and the combined pull of your spending time on the internet across websites, shopping portals, and multiple ads and reports that you see, and you get used to working on a laptop or a smartphone. So it's what you could say is the preparatory period for a new user to feel confident enough to shop online. Now, from financial year 2020, more than half of India's internet population will have matured with 5 years or more usage. So this is what will fuel growth, because as per the Morgan Stanley report, people who've spent more than 5 years browsing the internet are more likely to transact online. And as of 2020, more than 50% of India's internet population will have been browsing for more than 5 years. So they fall in the category of internet users who are more likely to transact online. So by 2026, Morgan Stanley expects India to have 475 million online shoppers. That is up from 60 million back in 2016. So that's the kind of growth that we would see in people who shop online in India. Now, till now, India has long been an economy heavily dependent on cash transactions, and many Indians were without bank accounts. But now that is changing because of a couple of reasons. First, the Indian government banned banknotes of the two highest denominations overnight in November 2016. And this prompted many more Indians to open bank accounts and start using digital wallets. So this was a space which was dominated by Paytm, and then we saw the entry of players like PhonePe, even Google Pay or WhatsApp Pay, and many, many other such service providers. So India has now moved away from cash transactions. So you could go ahead and buy a cup of tea using a mobile phone. You can just scan a QR code. So you can buy a cup of tea, you can buy cigarettes, you could buy maybe food, fast food, you could buy electronics, you could buy laptops, anything and everything, even services. You could go to a salon and pay for services using a QR code. So you could buy movie tickets using a QR code. So India is moving away and moving away from cash transactions, moving towards cashless transactions. This again will fuel the growth of e-commerce. Now, mobile phones, electronics, and apparel are currently the most popular products for online shoppers in India. This is other than services. Now, going forward, groceries, personal and beauty products, furniture, and food delivery will also have a large number of buyers. Now, if you talk about groceries, you have companies like Big Basket, Grofers, which was taken over by Zomato, even Amazon selling groceries. Then you have companies like Nykaa in the personal and beauty product space. You have companies like Pepperfry in the furniture space. Even IKEA is selling online. And then you have Swiggy and Zomato in the food delivery space. So you have a lot of startups and companies in all categories who are gaining popularity and who are acquiring users at an increased speed. So along with the evergreen mobile phones, electronics, and apparel, in the product and services space, groceries, personal and beauty products, furniture, and food delivery will also have increased number of buyers and online transactions. Now, India has become a battleground for America's largest online retailers, Amazon and Walmart. Amazon runs its own brand, as we all know, and Walmart is the major investor in the Indian homegrown Flipkart. And Amazon and Flipkart are the two biggest rivals when it comes to the e-commerce industry in India. Now, India will be a key driver for Amazon's growth. Now, Amazon India currently has about 160 million products listed on its platform in India. This against over 400 million for Amazon in the United States. So again, there's a lot of headroom for growth from 160 million products in India to about 400 million in the United States. There are still a lot of product categories that Amazon will plan to introduce for its Indian consumers. The e-commerce market value is still 30% less than what Chinese e-commerce companies sold on just the Singles Day last year. Just a comparison for you, that the entire e-commerce market size value in India is still 30% less than what the Chinese e-commerce companies sold only on Singles Day last year. This, if you look at, is the snapshot of the revenue of major e-commerce players in India by ranking. So you have Amazon, Flipkart, Snapdeal, Paytm, Jabong, Myntra, and other major top 10 e-commerce product companies in India. So these are the B2C retail e-commerce giants in India. Now, if you talk about the current status, now the Indian market offers great opportunities for an overall market growth. So in spite of large Indian population, very few people buy products through the online channel. We spoke about how we would see the online shopper, the numbers in India, which was down only about 60 million in 2016, which expected to grow over 450 million till about 2025 or 26. So that's the room for growth. And then this will grow, but right now there are fewer people who are buying online. And because of the changing scenario, both industry and other supporting factors like technology, internet, consumer behavior, and a government push, we will see more and more people starting to adopt buying online. Because once you buy one category online, you are exposed to buying other categories as well. If you are buying movie tickets online, you are more likely to buy your airline ticket online. If you are buying insurance online, you're more likely to invest in shares online. So there are multiple ways, multiple channels exposing people in India to buy online. Then an increase in the mobile phone penetration, cheaper data rates as we spoke about, and secure online payment modes is expected to provide bright prospects to the overall industry growth. As we said, data rates have plummeted from about over 300 rupees per gigabyte to less than 15 rupees per gigabyte. So it's easier, it's less expensive for people to browse products, images, videos on their smartphones and then make purchase online. So these are multiple factors that will continue to fuel the growth of e-commerce industry in India. There's a huge scope as we discussed. We lag way behind China as a country. If we talk about population size, China is number one, India is number two. But when you talk about e-commerce penetration, China's share of e-commerce market is 23%, India's is just 2.2%. So we have a huge room for growth. And the good part is that there are a lot of supporting factors, catalysts that will fuel the growth of e-commerce industry in India, both for products and services. Thank you.